Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The holiday fun drive for Bob Zimmerman's Behind the Black, exploring not only the solar system and beyond, but also the success of commercial space, which is being monetized as we speak. I noticed that SpaceX is out for another round of funding. I learned that in order to participate in funding SpaceX, $135 a share, you've got to be worth $50 million and take at least $500,000 worth of shares. So suddenly my ambition took a step back. However, there are other ways to participate in commercial space, and Bob is here to help us understand it as it develops over these next years. And your subscriptions and donations, and also a autographed paperback for $200 donation, an autographed hardback for $250 of Genesis, the story of Apollo 8. Right now we're going to Impulse Space. That's a cool name, Bob. What does it do?
Impulse Space is essentially an orbital plug company. And it's interesting. Most orbital plug companies have been launching their payloads pay for the launches, and they just simply provide a tug to get things to another place. Impulse Space instead has purchased three SpaceX Falcon 9 launches to put its orbital tug into space, and it will be selling the payloads on its tugs directly to various people. And so that's really interesting. This is just indicating how the in-space industry is changing. Orbital tug companies are now buying the launches rather than the payloads themselves. And then they provide payload space for other small satellites to get launched. It's just an interesting change as the industry is evolving, John.
Sierra Space, is that Dream Chaser?
Yes. This is the company that's making the Dream Chaser mini shuttles. It's got Tenacity getting ready for launch, and it's going to try to do manned as well. And so this story here, John, Sierra Space has developed a new thermal protection system for its mini shuttles. They're trying to upgrade what was used on the shuttle, what was used on mini capsules. They want something that can be reused regularly. This is kind of what SpaceX is trying to do with Starship. And they've come up with a new thermal protection system, basically a heat shield system that they can use on their Dream Chaser mini shuttles, and they say it's going to revolutionize how they work because they'll be able to launch multiple times with it. And that's just good news. It's once again, innovation and competition produces competition more than that, and freedom forces innovation and new ideas and new engineering.
Just a note here, Bob. Is there some trouble with Dream Chaser that it's been so many years in development?
Well, this company for many years was not – it's a complicated story. I don't want to go too long with it, John, but essentially they have kind of straightened themselves out in the last 3 years, and they've been very, very active in that time. But there was a long time they were not active, and that required management changes. It is definitely taking much too long to get the Tenacity, the first Dream Chaser, into orbit. But hopefully they will be launching, we think now, early next year.
All right. ABL has abandoned building a rocket. Does that mean failure?
Yes. This is a company that launch attempt that failed, and then as it was getting ready for a second launch attempt, it had a failure in a static fire test, the fire, and it couldn't launch again. And they've spent a lot of time trying to fix things, but they have announced that they're abandoning their efforts to build a rocket. They're instead going to focus the technology they developed for rockets, shift it into the missile technology field, and do stuff for the military. There's money to be made there with their technology, and they're shifting to that area. I think the FAA's regulatory burdens of Part 450 was one of the contributing factors to getting them shut down because, you know, they had to fulfill out so many regulations.
All right, here's a good news story. European capsule maker is a startup raised $160 million. So Europe is getting into the specialty business now as well.
This is capitalism space in Europe, yes. There's a company in France called the Exploration Company. They're building a cargo capsule called Nyx. This would be similar to Dragon's cargo capsules because it would be reusable. They have raised a total of $230 million, but the story here is that this of that, $160 million came very recently in private investment capital. They have, they say, about $800 million in cargo contracts with all the almost all the commercial space stations that are being built. So it's really cool stuff, John, and they're going to be doing stuff in the next years. Space stations go up, they're going to need cargo, and this is one of the companies that's going to provide it.
Bob Zimmerman, the holiday fun drive is awake, keeps behind the black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.